到的题目。
I would ask you to pay attention to the now all of a sudden the word escapes me, the punctuation at the end of when God doesn't heal. It's both meant to be an incredulous statement and a question, because sometimes he doesn't do things the way we hope.
我刚刚注意的这个主题是神不医治时，后面的有很多的标点符号，有这个惊叹号，有这个叫什么问号，所以说。 这不只是一个 sermon title， 也是一个问大家的一个问题。
I believe and trust God. I could stop right here and this would be a great sermon. I believe and trust God.
我相信并信赖我的主。我即使将用这一样就可以将我今天讲到做一个总结，甚至就在这里就可以停了。我相信并信赖我的神。
There are times in our lives when things don't make sense, and the promises of God seem entirely distant to us.
在我们生命当中，大家都知道，有很多时间事情并不完全有任何的道理存在，甚至神应许的事情，经常都觉得对我们很远很远，遥不可及。
And I will tell you right here that I do not have an answer that will satisfy everyone.
我可以直接跟大家非常的清楚讲，我对大家在这个问题上面并没有一个很清楚的答案。What
I can tell you is about is the comfort and the peace of God as I continue to trust and believe in God.
但我可以确信跟可以大家来讲，我继续的相信跟信赖神，因为神继续提供我的平安，也提供我的安慰。Over
the past couple of years, Jody and I have told you often of different miracles God has performed in our lives.
我在最近这几年跟大家都有分享，Jody跟我自己本身都亲身经历了神在我们生命中间很多的奇迹。This
testimony I mean to make deeply personal, including some of my own responses and conversations with the Lord through different trials.
今天跟大家一起分享的这个讲道，其实是我自己个人的一个见证，包括我自己本身跟神的一些很亲密的交通言语。But
it is very much focused on this past year and all of the health issues that Jody has been going through.
但是最主要专注的地方是在去年当中，大家都知道Jody在这个健康上面产生一个。 很多的危机的一些信息，主要是要在这方面跟大家一起分享。I
believe many of you here have your own stories of God's miraculous moves in your life.
我相信大家弟兄姐妹朋友都会亲身自己本身经历在神在你生命当中的一些奇迹。I
would love to hear them.
我真的很希望能够大家一起分享，你也能够一起分享给我听。
Because testimonies declare God's love for us.
因为我们的见证真的是宣讲神对我们弟兄姐妹、对他的子女的爱吗？
Allow me to go through a brief synopsis of events of this past year.
让我大家跟去年中间做一个很简短的一个结论总结。
Jody found a hard lump over Christmas last year while I was in Dallas.
就地在当我在那个达拉斯做我的在的时候，去年的时候，就地在身上发生一个硬肿瘤。In mid January,
she went in for a mammogram, which came back showing that there was a likely cancer.
当她进去做了所谓的 mammogram， 就是胸部乳房的 X-ray 之后，就发觉很有可能是癌症。A
biopsy was performed and cancer was confirmed. And surgery was scheduled for March 2nd.
最后，这个所谓的活片检查，证实就是癌症。然后在这个手术是在3月2号要举行。Following
the surgery, the doctors in the lab reported there was no further sign of cancer.
手术非常的成功，最后决定是没有任何有癌症细胞扩散的现象。
In late March, a severe infection developed at the surgical site, and she was hospitalized for about a week.
但是在这个三月底之后，非常严重的感染在Jody的身上产生，大家都知道她在住院里面住了将近一个礼拜。
In early May, her oncologist ran a test and determined she did not need chemotherapy, but would still need radiation.
在这个五月的前几周，她的这个肿瘤医生跟她做了测试之后，决定她不需要所谓的化疗，但是还需要做放射线的治疗。
Her radiation treatments began in early June and were completed in late July.
她的放射线治疗从六月份开始做，在七月底中结束。
Sometime in late February, Jody also began experiencing extreme discomfort in her abdomen and significant bloating.
今年的二月底之后，她开始在这个腹部的地方开始有胀大，觉得肿大，而且觉得非常的不舒服的症状。
During the radiation treatments, Jody was miserable.
在放射线治疗，Jody真的是状况非常的糟糕。
In June and into July, I came alongside her to help shoulder her responsibilities here at the church.
大家都知道，在六月份跟七月份中间，因为Jody没办法做正道，所以Kevin开始在帮助做正道，甚至是一起带领一些青年年轻人的一些活动的工作。
By mid-July, it was clear that the problems were getting very much worse. And as doctors ran tests and did scans, they believed something was very serious going on inside of her.
到了七月份中间，我们开始了解Jody的问题真的是非常的严重，然后医生开始做一连续的这个检查跟那个扫描，然后觉得真的是有一个很严重的情况在Jody身上发生了。Jody
resigned her responsibilities here at the church, and at the end of July, and with the deacon's agreement, I took over for her and continued the work as youth and English pastor.
在这个七月底中间，Jody提了辞呈，经过这个deacon board的同意，我也开始帮Jody掌管这些确据所要做的事工，包括正道，包括这个青少年的活动。
Jody currently battles a stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver, a greatly enlarged spleen, and her left adrenal gland has hemorrhaged.
Jody现在在这个是刚好是在第四期的这个所谓的肝脏硬化，而且在她的那个脾脏中间开始有长大，然后她的腺上腺有出血的情况。
These problems greatly compromise her immune system, and especially the last one can likely cause death.
她这些问题真是让她的一些所谓的immune system，就是这个免疫系统整个都不是工作的非常情况，尤其是最后这一个肾上腺出血，很可能会导致死亡。
And through all the pain and the frustrations she is with, and with fatigue and such, what I see in her daily is someone who greatly loves the Lord, even in the face of her health risks and trials.
即使她在很多的，也是你自己了解的，很多的痛苦跟很多的一些挣扎，甚至非常身体非常的疲倦。 但是你在他每天看到他还是一个非常爱主的仆人，甚至在他的面对在生命健康上面的一些挑战跟这些风险。Many
of you have visited her and wondered about her demeanor.
很多弟兄姐妹都有去拜访他，很关心他的这个情况，很关心他自己处理事情的这个态度跟他的情况。
She remains very upbeat and seems full of energy, but that is just Jody.
她还是非常的很开朗，很多的，你就看到还是很多的这个能量能够处理很多事情，但是Jody就是这样的一个人。Jody
is in every way faithful and an encourager, and what she lacks in energy, She makes up for it in her joy and love of others.
Jody 一直都是非常忠心的，而且是经常会去鼓励人家的。当他没有身体自己缺乏能量的时候，他就用微笑跟其他人对其他人的爱来补贴他身上缺乏的能量。
Some of you have questioned why she doesn't come back and why God doesn't just heal her completely.
甚至现在有些人在问一些问题：为什么 Jody 不会回来回来我们 church 当中呢？为什么神没有治疗他呢？
To the first question, Jody just needs to be able to rest.
第一个问题是 Jody 为什么没办法？他真的需要时间能够安歇下来。
She has just a fraction of the energy she had before, and she tires very easily.
他只有一点点的能量存在，能力存在，他很快就会疲倦了。
She is also in a great deal of abdominal pain.
他甚至他的腹部的疼痛是非常大的。
The question, why doesn't God just heal her, is a question I have asked, though, myself.
神为什么不医治他？在我本身，我自己有一个，也是有这样的问题。
I have seen the Lord miraculously heal family members many times through the years.
我也亲身经历到，神真的是医疗我们 church 里面的肢体，就像这样奇迹一样，很多很多次在我们 church 当中发生。
The scripture we read this morning from 2 Corinthians 1 about suffering and trusting the Lord through that suffering is exactly where Jody and I are.
在我们今天读到哥林多后书的这一段章节，也就是我 Jody 跟我现在所经历的，在很多的痛苦跟挣扎中间，完全的信赖神。
Though she suffers, we both continue to trust Jesus wholeheartedly.
即使 Jody 真的是在他生理上很多的挣扎，很多的痛苦，但是 Jody 跟我自己本身都完全的。我从全心的信赖神，信赖耶稣基督。
But this passage from 2 Corinthians 1 is very powerful for every one of us.
但是，我要跟大家分享的是，这个哥林多后书的这一个是对大家都是一个很有能力的一个章节。
If there is any message I want to leave you with this morning, it is that God does deliver even when death seems to be our course,
如果
and
说
for us to continue to trust God to deliver in all things.
如果说我一件事情让有一件事情要让大家知道的，就是不管怎么样的情况，神永远都会交托我们，会给我们一个答案。
Jody and I have been married for 43 years this past August.
在到了8月份之后，Jody 跟我已经结婚了43年。
I came to know the Lord when I was just about 8 years old.
我认识主，在我8岁的时候。
Jody, when she was in high school.
Jody 认识主是上 Jody 在上高中的时候。
We met when she was in nursing school and I in college in Portland, Oregon.
当 Jody 是在念护士的时候，我正在就在波特兰，在 Oregon 的地方，我在上大学的时候，我认识了 Jody。
In early 1983, the Lord essentially told us it was time for us to walk our talk, to put our faith into action.
在1983年的时候，神亲自的跟我们讲，Jody 跟我说，我们必须要，所谓的，把我们的说话实践上面，我们真正帮我们的信心付于行动。
In the late spring of 1983, Jody learned of a young 6-month-old girl in the NICU unit at the hospital where she worked as nursing supervisor.
在这个1983年的春季的时间，Jody 那时候刚好是在做这个护士的护士长。那时候他知道有个4、6岁的小朋友正在这个所谓的加护病房里面受到关照。
The infant girl was about 7 months old.
这个小女生那时候正是还是一个婴孩，只是7个月大。
Her father had beat the stuffing out of her and killed her twin brother in a drunken rage when they were only 2 months old.
他这个父亲真的是用在喝酒醉酒之后，把这个小女生打得 很严重，甚至把他的那个比较年少的两的哥的弟弟给打死了，那只有两个月大。
We began visiting and praying for her, and social services asked if we could take her as a foster child, which we did.
那时候，这个所谓的社区工作人也在帮助他。我们一直都为了小女孩祷告。这是社区的工作人员问我们，是不是要能够领养这个小朋友？我们最后也是领养了这个小朋友。
The doctors bluntly told us that because of her injuries, she would be a vegetable her entire life, requiring constant care and feeding.
这个医生直接的了当的跟我们讲，因为她这个女生所受到的严重的这个伤害，她这一生下去都会变成植物人。我们能够做的只是能够一直要照顾，要一直要喂她。你知道植物人就没办法，完全没办法动作了。
When she came into our home, we continued to pray for her as we cared for her.
当我们把这个婴儿带到我们家里，我们一直为她祷告，并且照顾她。
In the first 2 weeks, she had to be resuscitated back to life 9 times.
在他们家里中间的第两个礼拜中间，9次必须要用急救的方式让他回复生命。
About 8 months after she came home with us, Jody took her in for a doctor's check.
当八月份之后，我们带她到家里，然后把这小女生带回去给医生检查的时候。
He expressed incredulous amazement.
这个医生就是非常的很奇怪的，非常的惊讶。
Diane was exhibiting very much like a near normal girl.
这个女孩子的名字叫 Diane， 那时候她已经变成就是一个正常的女孩子，一模一样，没有完全有任何征兆，以前受过伤害。
The girl that he was sure would be a vegetable had come to life.
这个要变成植物的人的一个人，完全变得是一个很有生命、有活力的一个小朋友。
And she possessed an infectious laugh.
而且她的笑是会影响别人那一种笑法。
The love that we showed her and the prayers said over her to the Lord by ourselves and the elders of our church had restored her from a prognosis of complete dependence and care.
我们对她的关爱跟church跟长老对她的这个祷告，真是让她完全有一个预计说是会变植物人的人，永远要受到人家照顾的人，完全变成一个正常的人。
The Lord had heard our pleas for this little orphan girl and healed her.
神，我们的主已经听到我们为这小朋友的祷告，把她恢复到一个正常的人。
Soon after we began talking to our caseworker, our foster caseworker about adoption, when the time came, and she greatly encouraged us.
这时候我们就开始为这个领养的这个工作人员谈这个要让他领养这小朋友到我们家的事情，因为他真是让我们非常的鼓舞跟非常的兴奋。
We completed her adoption in 1986, but not without a very heart-rending trial and overwhelming legal fees.
当然是我们在1986年之后完成了这个领养的手续，但是你知道这整个过程中间是真的是非常让心能够破碎的一些挫折，甚至这个法律上面的程序都是非常高的，费用都是非常的高。
Everything about Diane is miracle after miracle, and most often when all appeared hopeless.
在这个达燕身上，我们看到的就是神的奇迹一次再一次，而且这些奇迹都是在我们将近完全没有希望的时候才发生的。
Yet we trusted God through it all.
但是我们在整个过程中，我们完完全全的信赖神，在整个过程当中。
I can tell you of miracle after miracle for each one of our 15 children and how God carried us through many great trials.
我可以跟大家分享我15个带领领养的小朋友怎么样的各样的情机，跟神怎么样让我们带过所有艰难困苦的一些试炼。
Healing after great healing, provision after great provision of God to us.
很多的神的带我们的一些治疗，很多给我们的一些回应跟关顾。
And one would think that after all these trials, we should be battle-hardened to believe yet one more time as we go through Jody's health issues.
当我们经过这十五个领养小朋友，大家知道，我们就像在战场上已经历过经过很多战争了，我们是绝对能够再扛仗下去的。但是大家都会相信，我们能够就是这样经过 Jody 这样一个困难的这个挑战，再一次经过这个挑战。
And we should be battle hardened, but every trial is different, and every provision of God to us is different as well.
我们事实上就像一个已经试炼过在战场的是，我们应该是这个样子。但是每一次的试炼带给每一个人挑战都是不一样的。
I cannot point to too many miracles of God where He did the same thing twice.
我没办法跟大家举例说。神带给的供应是同样的，再重复一次的供应，同样的一些事情。
Every time is a new opportunity for us to trust the Lord in our situations.
每一次生命的经历都是一个新的经历，我们就是让我们大家能够完全的信赖神，在各种不一样的情况。
And like Peter stepping out of the boat onto the water at Jesus' command, we have often begun to sink before Jesus reaches out to deliver us again.
就像使徒彼得在开始要，就像我们知道他很有名的一个故事，他踩出船到水里面中间，就像耶稣马上跟他讲一样。但是他踩出去之后，神他没有信心了，他就我们刚才要沉下去的时候，神就会耶稣就会伸手出去拯救我们。
Last week, my sermon to the youth was from Revelation 3 of the Lord's message to the Philadelphian church.
在上个礼拜，我对青少年的讲道是根据这个启示录第三章讲到腓立帖教会神对他们说的话。
The Lord commended the church because they have kept my word, they have not denied my name, and they have kept my command to persevere.
因为神，你们已经遵守我的话语，并且，也知道遵守我所有交代你们的事情。
If the Lord shows us something that we should pay attention to, then we better well do it.
如果神跟我们讲我们说要注意的事情，我们必须真的是要去遵守。
To the youth here this morning, I would tell you, do it.
让在座的年轻人，我跟他讲大家的一件事情，就是神讲，就是做了，神怎么说就怎么做。
If you haven't yet encountered a severe trial, you will.
如果你在生命当中还没有碰到任何的试炼的时候，终究你会有这方面的试炼。
For those of us adults, it is all too common for us to either insulate ourselves with things so that we don't have to face trials, or we curse God and die.
有时候在我们这个年长的人，有时候我们就让我们去。等于是去避免是所有的征战，我们让我们自己就躲起来，甚至有时候情况就是诅咒神而诅咒神，然后过去去世。
But I trust that some of us here this morning have recognized the commendations to the Philadelphian church in their own lives.
这时候我们知道呢，将能够建议到神对这个。腓立帖教会的称赞，在我们在生命当中必须要去遵循的。
As we keep His word, do not deny His name, and continue to persevere, God blesses us with greater understanding and faith.
当我们能够遵守他的话语，不否认他的名，并且继续能够坚持到底，神就会祝福我们，让我们生命有更大的了解，有对他有一些的信心。
It is part of the battle hardening process that the writers of Hebrews addresses in chapter 11.
这时候在我们征战中间，很多东西持之以恒的这个这方面的思念，在希伯来书第十一章，这个作者这样子的说。
By faith, many men and women written of in the Old Testament overcame great trials and struggles depending on God's promises to deliver them.
根据信心，所以说在这个旧约里面，很多的人才能够经过信心，能够征服了所有不同的试炼，跟所有的征战。
And many continued to trust the Lord even though the trials overcame them.
有时候甚至有些人这些试炼已经征服他们，但是他们还是继续的信赖神。
And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me if I fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth, and all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
希伯来书第11章32节到40节，我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，那时候不够了。他们因着信，赐福了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，剪了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃。软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人敢忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练，又被石头打死，被锯死。受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴，飘摇无定，本是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的见证，却未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备更美好的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Which brings me back to Jody and the struggles with her health.
这让我又回到了 Jody 跟我中间的一些挣扎，跟因为她的身体的健康情况。
In the last year, I have on two occasions feared she was close to death.
在去年当中有2次的机会，我甚至恐惧到真的。Jody 会就这样的过世。
I won't lie to you, it is a fear I know intimately.
我不会跟大家欺骗，我知道这个恐惧是非常亲切的、贴心的。
I love Jody.
我非常深爱 Jody。
I don't even want to imagine what life might be like without her.
我没办法想象这个生命在没有他的生命是怎么样去过。
But if God keeps her alive, or if He were to take her home, I know God, and I know He will carry me through.
我知道神如果是不管是让他继续活着，还是神要领他回家乡的时候，我知道的神会让我继续完成这个地上的旅程。
I trust him in that.
我在这方面会是信赖他的。
I have learned to keep his word close by me.
我已经非常在学习上面经常将他的话语放在我的身边。
It is why I always try to bring a lot of scripture to my sermons and to the lessons before your youth.
这也是因为我在宣讲讲道的时候，经常会带很多的圣经的章节，甚至在跟年轻人的一些Sunday School，我也有很多的圣经章节跟大家分享。
God's word is eternal, is inspired, is life-giving, and it tells the truth that the world cannot understand.
神的话语是永恒的，神的话语自己本身是被神自己所inspired的，它也是有生命的，它讲的是这个世界没办法了解的道理。
His word speaks in many different ways to me.
神的话语对我来讲有很多各方面的层次。
A couple of weeks ago, I also told the youth, when I am despondent and weary, his word encourages me to hope and points me back to God.
在好几个礼拜前，我跟年轻人分享说，当我在非常沮丧跟非常疲倦的时候，神的话语带给我很多的鼓励，带给我希望，甚至很多情况让我又回到神的身边。
When I am fearful, it shows me how to stand and trust God.
当我非常的恐惧的时候，神的话语教我怎么样能够坚强的站立，并且信赖我的神。When
I have sinned, it reproves me and sets me on a course for repentance and correction.
当我犯罪的时候，他的话语会督责我，会让我走到一个正确的道路上。
When I am happy, it gives me even more reason to rejoice as it points me to Jesus, my hope.
当我在高兴的时候，这个话语更是让我有很多的理由，让我能够非常的高兴，甚至在这个情况之下，让我回到耶稣我主跟我最终的希望。And
when I need direction, he shows me his ways that I might learn to walk in them.
当我需要方向，生命的方向的时候，他会让我知道。 他的道路，他也让我学到怎么样在他的道路继续的学习跟继续的行走。There
is no other book that gives us life like the Bible does.
没有任何的一卷书能够像我们的圣经一样给我们生命。I
have learned not to deny his name.
我已经学到不要去否认他的名。
Job's wife told Job to curse God and die.
约伯的在他受苦的时候，大家都知道约伯的妻子跟约伯讲说，控告神，然后就可以去死了。As
Job lay suffering in great pain from infirmity and boils covering his body, and following the loss of all his cattle and possessions and his sons and daughters. Job's wife told him there was nothing left for him to do but to curse God and die.
大家都知道，约伯在当约伯当他在很多的痛苦当中，身体体弱多病，甚至身上长了堵伤的时候，大家丧失所有的财产，所有的牛跟所有的财产，甚至他的儿子跟女儿都丧失的时候，约伯的妻子这时候跟他讲：“你已经什么东西都没有了，这样你可以去。” 去可以控告神，然后自己去自杀。But
Job didn't do that.
但是约伯没有这样子的做。He
continued to proclaim God's greatness.
他继续的宣扬神的伟大。He
did not understand why he was being put to such painful losses and infirmities, but he knew God was great.
他一点都不了解为什么神要试炼他，让他有这么多的痛苦的丧失，甚至 身体有这么多的疾病跟痛苦，但是他知道神是伟大的。And
when the time for Job's trials were over, God restored to Job more than double what he had lost.
当他的所有的试炼都结束的时候，神恢复他，甚至比他原先拥有的还要丧失的要多两倍以上。
God taught me that same lesson many years ago when I was very low in spirit.
神也这样的交代我，在很多年之前，我自己想要去，那时候我生命产生一个低谷，我也想要去自杀的时候，神这样的交代我。
And wanted to die.
然后想要去自杀。
God taught me in a very funny way.
神是用一个非常有趣的方式跟我讲他跟我说的事情。
I had just returned home having had another very horrible and disappointing day and was ready to give up entirely.
当我这次回到家的时候，又是一个非常糟糕，又是非常沮丧的一个日子。我要，那时候我已经准备完全的放弃了。
I jumped into my Jeep and drove out into the countryside.
我就像大家知道，我有一个Jeep，我就开车上了Jeep，就开到这个乡郊外去。
As I passed small country churches on my drive, one after the other had reader boards out in front, urging me to trust God in all things.
当我在这个郊区的时候，经过每一个所谓的郊区的这个教堂，每一个郊区的教堂都有一个外面的一个所谓的看板，每个都跟我讲说要信赖神在所有的事情上面。
Church after church, sign after sign, reader board after reader board.
这是每一间church，每一个不同的看板，每一个不同的造饰板，都是这样子的说的。
Many quoted the passage from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
很多这些看板，这些话，这个章板都是根据这个箴言第三章第五节到第六节，这样说来张贴的。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
箴言第三章第五节到第六节这样子说，你们要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指定你的路。
I found the humor of what God was telling me and found myself laughing at what God was telling me.
我觉得这时候都发觉神是非常的幽默，他用这样的事情来取笑我，让知道神是这样子要让我能够在神要跟我讲的事情，觉得一个会心的微笑。He
had gotten through and turned my depression to joy.
他让我在这一生命的低谷中间脱出来，他让我的沮丧变成一个欢喜。
God knows where we are and what we need, and he likes to surprise us.
神知道我们是在什么样的情况，神知道我们需要的什么事情，他经常都很喜欢让我们有一些惊讶的事情来惊讶我们。I
quickly realized that night that I didn't have it in me to deny God or his name.
在那一天，我很快就了解了，我在我的心里面，我没有办法去否认。
And I learned to trust God and persevere.
在我的生命中间，我也继续学到说怎么样去信赖神，并且坚持到永远。I
learned that whatever situations I found myself facing, it was just another season of life, and that it too will pass.
我很快的就学到，不管是什么样的情况，我们所面对的。 这就像一个一年的四季一样，短短暂暂，它都会过去的。I
learned from what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
在这一段的经节当中 ，Kevin quote 是大家都非常熟悉的经文 ，First Corinthians 在哥林多前书第十章第十三节，你们所遇见的试探，并非是神无能受，并非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候。 总要给你们开一条路，叫你们能够忍受得住。I
don't know what will happen to Jody.
我不知道终结Jody的情况会是怎么样。But
this I do know and have full confidence in, that whatever I may have to face, God is trustworthy.
但是我知道一件事情，就是我对神有完全的信心，不管怎么样发生，我们都会能够面对神，因为神是可以信赖的神。
And Jody knows it too.
Jody 自己本身，他也知道是神是可以信赖的神。
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
在罗马书第八章第31节到32节这样的说，既然是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱弃自己的儿子，为我们众人死了，岂不也把万物跟他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Every one of us here this morning who are believers in Jesus Christ need a living testimony of his love and grace in their lives.
在我们在座的弟兄姐妹、各位朋友，在中东，我们如果信靠我们的主耶稣基督，我们就需要有一个活生生的见证，能够见证神对我们的爱。在我们生命当中，我们接受到他的恩典，我们能够彰显出来。
It is not just for telling others.
这不是装饰，让其他人能知道而已。
It is for us.
这个做见证，实际上是对我们自己有好处的。
It is very much a part of that battle hardening in our lives that I spoke of earlier.
这就很像我跟大家分享一样，就像一个在战场上征战的一个战士一样，这样的情况，我跟大家在前面的分享一样。
It is God who gives us the ability to believe yet one more time when things are very difficult.
这也就是神跟我们讲，再一次的，神会给我们有这个能力，再一次的跟他讲，当时间跟情况在非常艰难的时候，我们能够靠着他。
We need to know that we can trust him.
我们在情况之下，我们必须要了解，我们必须要了解，我们能够信靠我们的神。
In Revelation, John in the Spirit writes to the church and all of her people.
在这个启示录最后的总结当中，使徒约翰在灵的一个情况之下，写给所有的教会跟所有教会的弟兄姐妹。
Through all their trials and the mockings and persecutions, as the accuser has continued to accuse that we believers might be cast down, we read in chapter 12.
在这所有的弟兄姐妹经过生命的挑战跟挣扎的时候，在收到这所谓的控告者对我们的控告跟很多的控告的时候，我们这时候能够做的事情就是把这些东西完全的丢弃。将在启示录第十二章第十一节跟第十一节这样子的说。
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." And by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Amen.
启示录第十二章十节到第十一节这样讲，这些控告的人，我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神，我的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了，因为在我们面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的。”已经被摔下去了，弟兄姐妹胜过他，因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
This morning we read from 2 Corinthians 1. So let our testimony proclaim.
在今天早上，我们信息是从哥林多后书第一章来的。让我们的见证能够这样子的宣扬神主的名。
Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
我们知道我们生命都会有一死，没有错，但是我们应该让我们能够完全的信赖神，因为神会至终从此把我们恢复变活，在这个神也会让我们自己从很多东西，即使在此中间能够继续的释放我们，而且继续的能够解救我们，永远能够我们能够继续的相信他，他也会在之后能够释放我们。
Amen。
神的话语。